All right, let's give it a shot.
Can the little car...
Whoops.
Can little red keep up the pace? Can the slowest car win the race?
Can it? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I'm in my right mind today, as opposed to the last week, where I was a little not in my right mind. And you know why I'm in my right mind? Because, A, I'm reading a book I actually kind of like, and B, I have a guest on today, so I have to be on my best behavior. Say hello, guest.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Mitzi Gonzalez-Gravitz.
Yes, Mitzi has returned to talk about the Berenstain Bears.
Big Road Race.
And the Big Road Race from 1987. This is a first-time reader's book, which means it's designed for kids who are just starting to read. Now, I believe our last book was as well, and I found it deadly dull. This one I do not find deadly dull, even though it has less of a story. But this book is clearly set not in the regular Berenstain Bears world, but where?
In Dreamland.
Well, what is Brother Bear driving in this book?
Car.
What kind of car?
A little red car.
The little red car. It's basically the Berenstain Bear's red roadster, but it is tiny like Brother Bear. And they never say Brother Bear in this book. In fact, they never say any of the bear's names. In fact, none of the bear family talks in this book.
Yeah. All the car says is put, put, put.
Right. So why don't you start telling us what happens in this book exactly? What is this book about? What's the weird story in this book?
A weird story? Well, the weird story is the slowest car can win the race if you go to a fast food store that's not fast enough.
Oh, that's skipping to the end, but what happens in this book? Who is this book about?
A race.
Basically, this story is about Brother Bear, presumably, getting in a race. A real race. Against adult drivers.
Yeah.
He's racing in a tiny one-person red roadster that looks like it's built for a child.
Yeah.
And his competitors...
Yeah, well, it's a little car that you can, like, drive around in, but not actually, like, drive around, like...
Oh, like that little kids get?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Power Wheels car? Yep. Yeah. It does look like a Power Wheels car. And he is actually racing against adults in adult cars. Four of them.
Four of them.
What are they called?
Orange, yellow, green, and blue.
Orange, yellow, green, and blue. And so the basic setup is that, well, they're at the race, and here comes Brother in his little red car called Little Red. And what does Little Red say?
Put, put, put.
Put, put, put. That's the only thing that the Little Red ever says. The other cars say rrr, and vroom, and grrr, and roar, roar. But not Little Red.
He said, put, put all the way to the finish line.
Yep, and so what happens is they get in this race, and the other drivers are very aggressive. And
they're like big tall.
Yeah, they're big. They're like, yeah, too tall.
Too tall, yeah.
Yeah, they're like too tall bear grizzly, but these are grown. I think these are grown ups. I don't even think these are big kids. Because they know how to drive big cars. They leave Little Red in the dust, and Little Red just chugs along. And they race all over Bear Country, and then what happens?
Yellow is so chatty that he does not see a pothole, so he goes flying out of his car.
Yep, Yellow is so overconfident that he hits a pothole and goes flying out of his car. Fortunately, he's wearing a helmet.
But he's not buckled.
Yeah, he's not buckled, and he crashes, and he cannot keep racing. Yeah. And then what happens?
Orange takes the lead.
Orange takes the lead, and does Orange end up winning?
Nope.
He hits Dead Bear's curve, and he thinks he can go around it really fast, but can he?
Nope.
What happens?
He breaks into the thing.
Yeah,
Now Green says it's a two-car race, but no.
Oh, yeah.
Three-car race.
Green thinks it's a two-car race now, but it's not, because they all forgot about Little Red, who's way in the back. And then what does Green do?
He takes his glove compartment and puts nails. I don't know how Red gets past those nails.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what happens is Green reaches into his glove compartment, takes out a box of tacks, and throws them on the road. And what happens to Blue?
Blam, 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 blam.
What does that mean?
All
of his tires go flat. Now, in the book, it only says blam, blam, blam. You can only see three of the tires, but you always fill in an extra blam, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you know there's another tire there.
Yeah. what's a car with three wheels?
What's a car with three wheels? It doesn't exist. And so Green gets very excited because he thinks he's going to win, but then what does he see up in the distance?
Fast foods. F-A-S-T F-O-O-D.
But it says fast food, burgers and fries. Green gets so hungry, even though he is literally 20 yards from the finish line, he stops his car to order some fast food. He orders up a burger and fries, and what happens?
Red takes the lead.
Red takes the lead. He zips right past him, or doesn't even zip. He putts right past him.
He doesn't go zip, zip, zip.
Nope. Green gets his food, but can he catch up?
Nope, he already went past the finish line.
He went past the finish line. Little Red crosses the finish line, and what does he say?
Putt, putt, putt.
Putt, putt, putt.
Putt, putt, putt goes Little Red.
Yep, and that is the end of the book. Brother Bear wins a trophy. Mama and Papa Bear are there to congratulate him. Sister's very happy. And there is absolutely no way this book takes place in the real bear country.
I know it's a Dreamland book.
I know it's a Dreamland book, too. It has to be. A, we don't... There is no way in real life an adult road race would allow a child into it.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be allowed. A child would not be allowed to race against big cars with a toy car.
Yeah, then they would probably put him in the lead. They would probably give him a faster car.
Right. Second, Mama and Papa and Sister and Brother don't say anything.
Yeah. Or Brother Bear, he only says putt, putt, putt.
Yeah, I think it's his car that's saying putt, putt, putt.
Yeah, it's his car.
It's very cartoony. It's very wacky races almost. Here's my theory. I think that Brother Bear went to sleep and had a dream. And he's a dream about a race. But because Brother Bear isn't that familiar with races, he doesn't really know much about them except that there are cars, he has this weird dream about like what it would be like to be in a race. And this seems like the kind of dream a kid would have. Because you've never really driven a car. You've never driven a car before.
No. And he is like... 3, 4, I'm 5.
He's a little boy. He doesn't know what's going to really is like to drive a car. So he's dreaming about what a car race means to him. He's envisioning old-fashioned race cars. He's envisioning villains that look like Saturday morning TV characters. And of course, he's envisioning himself winning. But like in dreams, things are not always what they seem. Family doesn't talk to him. It's a very moralistic tale. Like, because he stuck with it. Because he kept going, he won. And I'm going to ask you a question, Mitzi. Are you familiar with a story called The Tortoise and the Hare?
Yeah.
What happens in The Tortoise and the Hare?
So, it's basically the same thing. Like, the hare takes a nap, he gets a drink at a friend's house, he's like, it's so late, you know, he won't. He thinks that the tortoise cannot win. So, he gets just like, whenever he sees the tortoise head, hop, 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 he goes right in front. But then he dozes too long.
Yeah.
He dozes too long. So then the tortoise, he doesn't know the tortoise. And when he wakes up, the tortoise is already crossing the finish line.
Just like in this story, except that Green doesn't take a nap.
Yeah.
He stops to get a burger.
At a friend's house.
So I'm going to think that Brother Bear fell asleep. I bet he was familiar with the story of the tortoise and the hare. I bet he'd heard it before. And so that, it kind of conflated, like, his dream of racing with the tortoise and the hare, had a nice little, like, moral dream. With some food in it. Maybe he was hungry when he fell asleep. And maybe he was hungry when he fell asleep, and that's why he dreamed about food. Oh, by the way, listeners, it is so hot in this house. It's so hot. It's like a hot...
Except we don't have any air conditioning.
No, we do not. So I want to thank Mitzi for sticking with it. Mitzi, what do you think of this book? We have read this book a lot.
Yeah, when I was littler.
Yeah, but what do you think of it?
It's a nice book.
It is a nice book. Now, I was pretty down on the book last week, even though it was a first-time reader. This book's a lot nicer looking. This book looks, it has a loose, sketchy feel, like the old Berenstain Bear books. It's fun. It's breezy. The rhymes work a lot better. I think it's because they're not trying to tell too complex a story. They're just having fun with the slapstick. Wait.
And, like, with a putt-putt-putt.
And with a putt-putt-putt, it always comes about, has a nice refrain of putt-putt-putt, said Little Red. As far as first-time readers go, now, Mitzi, you are currently learning to read. Yep. Now, you have looked at the words in this book, and they're a little beyond...
Over, under, and, oh, around, and through, went... Orange, yellow, green, and blue.
Well, you just read that. So Mitzi just read that. So I would say first-time reader is an apt description. If you're so Mitzi's been reading books that have like families of sounds, like it sounds and at sounds, and practicing that way. But she's also practicing with stories, and I think that proves, based on a sample size of one, that these are these are good first-time reader books. I think in just a matter of weeks, you'll be able to sit down with most of the Berenstain Bear first-time reader books and maybe read through them yourself.
Daddy, I want to go play.
What? You want to go chew tobacco?
No.
What'd you say?
I want to play Pokemon Go.
You want to play Pokemon Go. Well, as you can tell, this family is very distracted by the heat, by the Pokemon Go, and by the heat. So we're going to cut this episode short. I think we've said all we need to say about the Berenstain Bears and the big road race.
Pokemon Go race.
I think it is a delightful book. I think it's well drawn. I think it's good for children. I think if you have beginning readers in your house, pick up a copy. It is available. And I think Mitzi agrees, even though she is complaining right now about how hot it is. So, Mitzi.
First time readers.
Yep, first time readers.
No, it says fast time.
It says first time readers. Fast time readers is a different thing.
Fast time readers are like blah, 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 blah.
Fast time readers are just in it for the kicks.
Ha ha. Kicks.
Oh, you'll find out when you're older. So, for those of you at home, thank you for joining me. My name is Phil Gonzalez. You can find Deep in Bear Country on iTunes. If you go there, rate and review us. No one ever does, but I would love it if someone did. You can also find us at BerensteinBearcast.wordpress.com. You can write me on Gmail at BerensteinBearcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter. Find me on Facebook at Deep in Bear Country. I would love to hear from listeners. Mitzi, do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners? Nope. All right. Then we will see you next time deep in
Bear Country.
Bear Country. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.